All right, good evening, guys. Good evening. Once again, this is Sadiq Ali. This is call number 8, guys. This is call number 8. In a little bit, probably when we get to around call 10 or call 12 or so, we're going to give an award because I've been keeping track, and especially those who have been sending me text messages throughout the week, I've been keeping track, and we have quite a few listeners who have been listening since week 1, since we started these calls, again, 8 weeks ago. So if this is your first time listening, we welcome you guys to call number 8 of Money Mondays. Millionaire Manners presents Money Mondays. So today is Monday, April the 13th, 2015. But you guys can believe it, the first 3 months of the year are already over, and this month is already halfway over as well. So time is not slowing down at all. As a matter of fact, it speeds up the older you get. We could talk about that another time, and trust me, I know. So tonight's topic, guys, is How to Build Confidence Part 3. So the first week when we started this, 2 weeks ago, right, part one was the mental aspect of building confidence, okay? Last week we talked about part two of building confidence, which was the physical aspect. What are certain things that you can actually do physically in order to build your confidence level every single day and in every single situation? And now today, it's How to Build Confidence Part 3, which I've called Now What? So today we're going to share 5 more tips, which are really combinations of both the mental and the physical, and actually some additional ways that you can implement some of those things that we talked about in call one, call number 2, okay? So once again, if this is your first time listening, I'm Sadiq Ali, and I'm the host of the call, okay? And I'm a speaker, I'm a trainer, I'm an author. I'm also the founder of Millionaire Manners Academy. And again, most importantly, you know, I've started these Millionaire Manners Money Monday calls, right, tongue twister. I started these calls just to let everybody know that somebody out there, doesn't matter who it is, you might not know who that person is, and I'm one of them, but I believe in everybody on this call because somebody believed in me at one point, okay? So most importantly, that's what I want to tell you guys, okay? And again, if this is your first call, I'm going to welcome you again. And if you've listened before, welcome back. So let's talk about it. There's a couple ground rules that we like to cover at the beginning of each of the calls just to let everybody know kind of why we do these and what it's about. But I say it every week, and that's the fact that there's 168 hours in every single week. So this is the 30 minutes for you guys who are on the call that is solely dedicated to building you up and to, again, giving you those additional tips for you to add into your personality, which is eventually going to separate you from everyone that you spend time with. If you take some of these tips and actually use them, apply it. One of the things we talk about week in and week out is the fact that one of the biggest lies that we're told is that knowledge is power. Knowledge by itself is not power, guys. Only applied knowledge is power. Only the knowledge that we use on a daily basis represents power. The rest of it is just information. It's just data. And there's a lot of folks who quote a lot of facts, and they'll tell you, every reason why something exists, but again, they don't do anything about it. So the folks who are on this call, I know you guys aren't like that. You guys are listening for this information so you can go and do something with it to become better. And that's the coolest part of growing, okay? Especially when we talk about growing self-esteem, okay? So basic ground rules, I cover these every week. I recommend, number one, that you guys take notes. And if you haven't started a success journal, somewhere for you to document the different things that you're learning from these calls and the different takeaways that you're experiencing, get some paper. If you don't have a journal, get a journal eventually, but at least get a pen and paper so you can take a couple notes if you're able. That's number one. Number two, each call we're going to have a quote of the call, which we're going to cover really quickly in a little bit. And then lastly, whatever information that you take away from this call that you wrote down, I want you to make a promise to me and make a promise to yourself that you're going to go and share that information with somebody that you love and respect. It could be a friend, could be a family member, could be a parent, cousin, uncle, aunt. I don't care who it is. But if you find some information that's useful to you from this call, go and share it with someone that you love. And I mean soon, like tomorrow, or shoot them a text message tonight, within 24 to 48 hours, right? Go and send them a message and let them know what it is that you learned. So hopefully it'll help them too, because that's the way we change the world, is each of us on an individual level. Then we go and help somebody else, and then they go and help somebody else, right? That's how we change the world, guys. So lastly, we want the call to be interactive. So again, If you guys don't already follow us on social media, we're at Millionaire Manners on Instagram, at MLLNRE Manners on Twitter. My Facebook is Sadiq A. Ali, or also Millionaire Manners Academy on Facebook. And if you guys don't want to use any of that stuff, shoot me a text message at 443-271-3604. And any questions, comments, suggestions for improvement on the calls or topics that you guys would like to hear more about, then again, shoot that to me, okay? And then lastly, all the previous calls that we've had are on our website at millionaire-manners.com/Money Mondays, okay? So let's get into it, guys, because like I said, I want to be able to recap those first 10 tips for building confidence, which are broken down into 5 mental and 5 physical that we've spoken about in the previous weeks, okay? But before we get into it, let's start with tonight's quote, guys, and I love this one because, again, it speaks to what I just mentioned a little while ago about action, about doing something, not just thinking and talking about it, okay? I want you to think before you act, of course, right? But I want you to eventually act. And there's some people, all they do is just think, okay? So here's the quote, guys, and this is from one of my favorite people in history, okay? A guy by the name of Dale Carnegie, who wrote a book, one of my favorites and one of the all-time bestsellers ever. He wrote a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's a really, really good book. And eventually one of our calls is going to be dedicated to some of my favorite books and books. I don't care how old you are, books that will benefit you greatly if you take the time to read this. Okay. So the quote is as follows, okay? Inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. If you want to conquer fear, do not sit home and think about it. Go out and get busy. How real is that, guys? How true is that, right? That when you sit around and think about all the different scary things that can happen, all that does is paralyze you. It makes you less confident about what it is that you have to do. So don't sit around and do that. I'm going to read it one more time. Inaction, right? Doing nothing. Inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. If you want to conquer your fear, do not sit home and think about it. Go out and get busy. Not a lot of additional explanation that's needed there, guys. So I want you all to think about that. And I'll repeat it again at the end of the call. But before we get into tonight's 5 tips, let's do a quick recap, okay? And if you guys want to hear about these in depth, right, in more detail, go back and listen to these previous calls right from the website, or you can actually dial our replay number and listen to them right from where you dialed in at. Everything is the same, only it's 712-775-7029 is the replay number. And then you just hit the pound sign for which number that you want to listen to call-wise, okay? So really quickly, to recap, the 5 mental confidence-building tips were, number 1, practice, practice, practice. Repetition, okay? Repetition and preparation breed confidence, okay? You can get good at almost anything in this world through sheer practice and repetition. Number 2, acknowledge your limitations and don't feel bad about them. Don't put your head down when you realize, okay, this is really not my strength. That's okay. Spend more time on what you're good at anyway, naturally, because that's actually the biggest area for improvement that you have, is where you're already good at, not those things that you're naturally not good at. That's, again, that's one of the biggest misconceptions that we tell our young people, and that we tell people in general, is that, oh, turn your weaknesses into strengths. 9 out of 10 times, your weaknesses, which you're naturally not good at, will never become strengths. 9 out of 10 times. They'll simply become not detrimental, not hurtful, right? But they'll never become what you're naturally good at, what you were born to do. They'll never become that. So in other words, what you're already good at, you have the biggest opportunity to grow and become even better at. It's weird the way that works. Number 3. Acknowledge your own fear of failure and failure in general, or should I say fear in general, because we're all afraid of something. And again, that's okay. Courage, right, cannot exist without fear. Bravery cannot exist without fear. But bravery and courage is feeling a fear and doing it anyway. That's how you build confidence. It's just feeling that fear, acknowledging it, recognizing, man, it's okay, I'm scared, and then going and doing it anyway. But some folks, they never acknowledge their fear. They never really come to grips with what it is that they're afraid of. And then again, practice asking yourself that question. What is the worst thing that can happen? Then once you understand what that is, then go and do it. Number four, never compare yourself to others except to take something from them that you can use to improve yourself. Don't just compare yourself and say, oh, man, he's so tall and you know, he got big muscles. Oh, look at my muscles. Or ladies, right? Oh, look how pretty she is. I'm not that pretty. But you're already good at something else, right? Instead of comparing yourself to other folks on things that you have no control over, like your physical characteristics, et cetera, why not focus in on something that you can duplicate and take from that person? You know what? This person was born into a family that didn't do X, Y, and Z. You know what? My family's similar. So let me look at what they did in order to get a different result. Okay, that's when you want to compare yourself, not on stuff that you have no control over. That won't do anything except frustrate you. Number five, and again, these are the mental tips, okay? Number five was to write out a list of three things that you're really, really good at, and then another list of three things that you like about yourself, okay? We're going to revisit those tonight with tonight's new tips, okay? The five physical tips for building confidence are as follows. Number one, smile. Smile much more than you do. It's the age-old question, and I had one of my buddies who I spoke to this weekend, he said, man, he just never thought of it this way. But again, the question that I posed last week is, you want to ask yourself, again, are you happy because you smile, or do you just smile because you're happy? I want you guys to think about that, right? One more time. Do you smile when you're happy, or do you feel happy when you smile? Right? It's like, what came first, the chicken or the egg, right? It's a tough question, but smiling is going to take care of many, many things, and it's also naturally going to make you feel better. Have you really, really tried to be angry at somebody and smile, right? It's almost impossible. You can't smile at somebody and still be upset with them. You can't walk into a room and say, you know what, oh, man, I'm so nervous, and then you just crack into a big smile, you instantly feel better, okay? So number one is to smile much more, and guess what? It'll also make you look better. So we just talked a second ago, right? Oh, they're so handsome. They're so pretty. Smile. It instantly makes you look better. Smile when you're on the phone. People can hear the smile in your voice. Can you guys hear it? I'm smiling right now. Hopefully you can hear that in my voice because it makes a difference. Number two, fix your posture, both sitting, standing, and walking. Fix your posture when you sit, when you stand, and when you walk. It makes a really, really big difference in terms of how people perceive you, right? How people see you when you walk into a room or when you're sitting at a table. Is that person in charge, or is that person getting scolded, or are they the one that's taking orders, et cetera, right? So fix your posture. Number three, give a firm handshake every single time you meet someone. And this goes for ladies and gentlemen, especially for my ladies, though. When you meet a man or you meet a gentleman for the first time, ladies, you squeeze their hand like you're trying to break it. And trust me, they're not going to feel like it's that strong unless you're, like, really, really strong, which is okay, too, right? Because I've had some ladies shaking my hand. I was like, man, that was, like, a really good handshake. It's like, my hand's about to break. But I want you guys to practice shaking the opposite sex's hand, right, male to male or female to female, because that shows that you're confident, number one, in who you are, but number two, it's a sign of respect for that opposite sex, right? Because so many times there's a lot of factors that go into that. So I'm not going to go into that deeply again. We did that last week, okay? Number four of the physical tips, speak louder, okay, than might be natural for you to do. Remember, volume and variance of the voice, okay? That's not only how loud you're speaking, but also do you have some variation when you speak, right? Do you use some highs, right, or some lows? Do you make your voice sound interesting or just one monotone voice? I'm sure not too many people would enjoy hearing me talk for even 5 minutes like this, let alone 30 minutes. So enjoy, right? Have some fun with your voice. Your voice is an instrument by itself, okay, and a really, really huge asset. Number five, maintain eye contact at all times. Maintain eye contact at all times. Okay, guys? So that was a recap really quickly from the previous two calls in terms of the five mental tips for building confidence and then the five physical tips for building confidence. So we might go to about 8:35 because I want to go through the new tips for tonight. We're going to spend a couple minutes on each one, then we'll take some questions, right? So you guys give me till about 8:35 tonight, okay? That's a couple minutes. So like I said, tonight's tips really are a combination of the two sets, okay? So number one for tonight, guys, the now what tips. Number one is know your goal every single time you step into a new situation. I don't care if it's a new class, a new school, it could be a new job, you could be meeting somebody for the first time. What is your goal? What's your point of being there? As soon as you've established what your goal is, then write it down. Write it down, write it down. There's something magical that happens when your goals are written down. There's no other single piece of advice that helps as much as writing down your goals, especially for building confidence, right? There's some folks, they don't know why they're at school. They don't know why they're doing the things that they do. You think that person feels confident every day when they leave their house or when they go out into the real world? Of course not, because they don't know, they don't have a goal. They don't have anything they're working on. So, of course, that person is not going to feel as confident when they show up somewhere versus the person who is prepared, right? Remember that one? The person who's practiced and prepared their tail off, that person is going to feel confident versus the person who has no direction, they have no goal, they have no reason for being there, okay? So you guys have to have a goal in everything that you do. Number two, okay, number two for tonight, help more people with what you're naturally good at. You see how that works? So remember last week, right, or 2 weeks ago when I had you guys write out the list of things that you're naturally good at? Here's your chance to use them. One of my other favorite quotes, guys, is that success, simply put, is service. The number of people that you can serve and help feel better about themselves, and guess what's going to happen to you? Guess how you're going to end up feeling about yourself? A lot better. You're going to feel really, really good about yourself. So here's an example. If you know for a fact that math just comes naturally to you, then find some folks for you to tutor after school. Volunteer. If you're in the eighth grade, volunteer to help the fourth graders. If you're in college, volunteer to help some high schoolers. If you're in high school, volunteer to help some middle schoolers with their math. That's naturally going to build your confidence because now you're telling yourself, number one, I'm really, really good at this. But number two, I'm going to go out and help other folks with this thing that is very, very easy for me. That's how you build your confidence. And then side note, you're also, again, getting what by doing that? You're getting more practice, more repetition. So now you're getting even better at what you were already good at. You guys see the cycle there? You guys see how that works? Do more of what you're good at. Help other people, right? And then now you're going to feel better about yourself, too, and you're building your confidence the entire time. Beautiful the way that works. Number three for tonight, five more confidence-building tips, guys. Don't forget what we're talking about. Number three, make sure you do what you say. There's another term for this, guys. It's also called fulfilling promises. Keep the promises that you make. Not only will you feel more confident and being able to look yourself in the mirror, right, when you're in the bathroom or when you're, you know, in your room in the morning, you'll be able to look yourself right in the eye and say, you know what, I did my best and I kept my word, okay? One crazy thing, I won't say crazy, one interesting thing about the English language is that there's a lot of cues, okay? There's a lot of interesting things that we can observe if we listen to the words that we use every single day, especially around sayings that have been around for a long time. I'm going to give you guys an example, okay? When someone breaks their promise, okay, when someone breaks their promise to you, what do you say about that person? You say, I've lost confidence in that person, right? That's because trust and confidence go hand in hand. When you feel better about yourself, right, you trust yourself. When other folks have confidence in you, they trust you. The number one way to build confidence and trust in another person or to have that person feel that you're trustworthy is for you to make a promise to that person and then fulfill the promise. Now that person has confidence in you. You will have confidence in yourself. Start with something small. Hey, I'm going to be there at 4 o'clock and show up at 4 o'clock. But now, right, here's the kicker. The expectations for you also go up. But again, because you're confident in your ability to show up on time or to do what you said you were going to do, now you have more expectations and higher expectations for yourself. But it all starts with making a promise, because that takes courage, guys. Believe it or not, there's some folks who never make promises because a promise is a scary thing to people with integrity, okay? A promise is a big deal. So there's some folks who they get around it by simply never making promises. So it takes a big heart. It takes a big man. It takes a big lady to make a promise and keep that promise. So I want you guys to keep that in mind as well. But practice making a promise and then fulfilling that promise, okay? Do what you say you're going to do. And then the last word for this is what? It's also called what? Reputation. When you have a reputation for fulfilling your promises, then again, everyone around you is going to have confidence in you as an individual, as someone who keeps their word and who does what they say they're going to do. This is not rocket science, guys, right? I told you this stuff was, some of it is very simple, but it's amazing. Number four, I want you guys to reflect on some of your past achievements. Don't just concentrate there, though, right? But I want you to just think about some of those past achievements, especially when you're up against something challenging, okay? So when you have a new task to complete or you have a new project to get done or whatever the situation might be, I want you to think of a past experience when you've been successful. It could have been you getting that A in that paper or that A in that test or, again, at your job for some of our older listeners, right? At that job when you got a recommendation or you got congratulations for a job well done, that means you achieved something. That means you've already accomplished something. So when you're feeling down on yourself, just simply look back in the past and say, you know what? I did get that done. And trust me, we've all been successful at something before, especially when it comes to our parents, right? I guarantee everybody in this call has convinced their parents at one time or another, hey, can we do this? Can we do this? Can we do that? And you presented your argument, and that mom or that dad, they were like, hey, yeah, okay, good, you got me, right? And there's tons of other examples of achievements that we've all had that will allow you to feel a little bit better about the situation when the time calls for it, okay? So reflect on your past achievements, okay? That was number four. And then number five, okay? And this is one of my favorites, right? This is kind of part physical as well. But number five, right? Dress like you mean it. Dress like you mean it, guys, especially in the working world and corporate America, et cetera, right? The saying is that you should dress not for the job that you have. You should dress for the job that you want. So many times, and this is when I was still working, okay, when I sort of had a job and when I had a traditional boss, et cetera. I'm self-employed now, so I don't have a boss per se. My customers are my boss. But every single time when I went to work, my object, right, was to be the best-dressed person in the whole store. And I used to work for Target. So, you know, a red shirt and khaki pants, but I had the best, cleanest red shirt, and I had the neatest, cleanest khaki pants. So anytime someone came in the store, I was an assistant manager at the time, but they all thought I was the store manager because our store manager at the time, he was a really good manager, he was a good guy, et cetera, but his thing wasn't looking great. That was my thing. I wanted to look good. I also wanted to work my tail off, and that's how eventually I got promoted and I became the boss. But it started with a mentality and a confidence that I had that I was the best-dressed person in the store at all times. And then the other joke that they gave me towards the end of my time at this particular store, they were like, man, we've never seen anybody work as hard as you work every single day and stay as clean as you stay. So I took it as a compliment at the end, right? But the whole point is that when you take pride in how you look, when you take pride in your appearance, other folks will notice that. And they'll treat you differently as well, which, again, builds confidence. Because now when you walk into a situation, you're not worried about, am I going to be dressed appropriately, et cetera. When you just automatically go one level up, you'll always be comfortable whenever it is that you show up. So dress much better than the occasion might call for, okay, guys? So that's the five tips for tonight, guys. Really, really quick recap. And again, feel free to listen back to this call or shoot me a text, an email, a tweet, et cetera. But really quickly, number one, know your goal in everything that you do. Number two, help more people with what you're naturally good at. It will build your confidence, and you're getting practice along the way. Number three, make sure you do what you say you're going to do. Fulfill your promises. Folks will then trust you and have confidence in you, and then you'll have trust and confidence in yourself, which is so important. That's equally as important. Number four, reflect on your past achievements when you're feeling shaky, when you're feeling down on yourself. Think back to that moment where you won something, you did something, you accomplished something. It'll get you through that moment. And then number five, guys, right? Dress much better than the occasion calls for. Have it as an objective, right, to be the best-dressed person wherever you go. And then you'll never be underdressed, right? Worst-case scenario, you just take off a piece of clothing, you take off your tie or you untuck your shirt, and then you can blend in. But go with the mindset that you're going to go and dress one level up, okay, guys? So that's the information for tonight. Star 6 to unmute yourself and to ask any question that you might have, a question, a comment, or a suggestion. And let me know what you guys think. Anybody got anything that they want to share?
Hey, how you doing today? This is Sam.
Hey, what's going on, Sammy?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Hey, one thing I just wanted to add for everybody that's listening, man, as far as the physical aspect of, you know, how other people perceive you, that's also talking to yourself as well. So when you start doing these power poses, like, you know, standing up straight, shoulders square, and your feet shoulders width apart, that's also giving yourself more confidence as well. So I also want to say it's also an inside thing as well as it is an outside thing as well. So I just wanted to make that point.
Excellent point. Excellent point. And this is what it's all about, guys, because, again, other folks might have confidence in you, but it's most important, honestly, for you to have confidence in yourself. So Sammy just said it. Thank you, Sam.
No problem, man. I'll talk to you later, Sadiq.
Okay, Sammy. Guys, anybody else wanna comment or share anything? Star 6 to unmute yourself, and we'd love to hear from you. And let me check. I think I just had a text message. All right, guys. If we don't have any questions or comments or suggestions, if there's last call, right, star six to unmute yourself and let me know what you're thinking. Again, questions, comments, suggestions, et cetera. If not, we will talk to everybody next week. All right, guys, have a great week, guys. And, again, feel free to contact me throughout the week, okay?